It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Android. Recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel on Apple Podcasts. Also, check out Off the Floor. Communicate with us and Heat fans all day long. We do pop in there pretty regularly. And if you've been following the host updates, you've pretty much known what was going to happen during free agency before it happened. So check it out as we head, I guess, into a little bit of a dead period, but there'll be plenty of to discuss, I'm sure. Check it out. Off the Floor link is right here in the description on the podcast feed and on the YouTube channel. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, including our friends over at Valvoline. This episode is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, with oil changes complete in about 15 minutes. Maintaining your vehicle is just a quick stop on the way to your summer destinations. Click the link in our bio to receive a coupon that saves $8 off Valvoline full service conventional oil change, or $10 off the full service full synthetic or diesel oil change. These coupons can also be switched out with other offers, so make sure you check it out. We've got the link right here in the description, again, on the podcast feed and also on the YouTube channel. Check out Valvoline. And now, today's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick, and follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. Greg Sylvander, you can follow at Greg Sylvander. So the news today, Haywood Highsmith, we told you that this was the likelihood. Actually, all of us on the podcast yesterday, Alex, myself, and Brady endorsed this for what essentially was the Heat's final move at this time. We're going to talk about where they stand. But again, we gave you that data beforehand. Basically, they had one more vehicle to play. It wasn't Haywood and another guy. It would be Haywood or another guy. They obviously looked at the list and decided that Haywood was more of what they needed. We talked about why they need him. Obviously, no DeLon Wright back this year, no Caleb Martin back this year. They are thin on perimeter and wing defenders. We know that Eric Spoelstra needs those. That is what Haywood is. Just got a chance to talk to him on the Zoom call. I asked him about the idea of taking a two-year contract. It was speculated that he might get a longer deal than that. And he basically said, I'm still a young guy. And it sounds like, you know, he said, we're going to keep pushing. So sounds like he was okay with this money for now, but he sees himself potentially making more in the future. So you'll get a motivated guy. This obviously has been a motivated guy since he's come to the Heat. You're talking about a Division II player who is another success story in their developmental program. Now, Heat fans who have been frustrated, first when the Heat paid their developmental guys too much, and then when they've let their developmental guys go, they seem to be all over the place on this. Last year, Max Strus gone, Gabe Vincent gone. They did offer Gabe. They didn't offer Max because they knew they couldn't get in the ballpark. And then this year, Caleb Martin, they made a significant offer to Caleb Martin. His agent effed up, just that simple. And they ended up taking half as much money from Philadelphia. So they do retain Highsmith. First, I'll go to you, Greg, because you just didn't have a chance to weigh in on this like we all did. Were you in favor of the move?
Yeah, especially at the cost. I mean, I feel like he came in at a value. He's a player that Spo can trust or has shown that he's trusted in the past. And, you know, it kind of the market leveled out where we thought it would be. He got right around in the neighborhood of the taxpayer mid-level, even though the Heat didn't have to use that exception to retain Haywood Highsmith. He got around that kind of money. And I think initially people were talking full mid-level exception money for Haywood Highsmith. So the market corrected itself. And I think that that benefited the Heat in this particular, at least from the standpoint of keeping him. We can talk about the rest of the roster and how close they are to the tax in the second, or the, excuse me, the second apron now that they can't really do anything else. So this is the team. And now we can figure out what it means.
Yeah, this is the team barring some kind of a trade that we're not expecting at this time. That's basically where it's at. I mean, you know, could a trade happen? Yes. You know, could they still move Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson? Doesn't sound like Terry Rozier, but maybe Duncan or Hero for other parts? Yes. Am I anticipating that's going to happen, or am I going to start promoting that so that to get, you know, do 12 podcast episodes on it? No. It feels to me like this was the final move for now. This is likely the team that they're going to take to training camp, and then we'll see. And that's where we're going to get to now, because there are a lot of Heat fans, and we're not going to devote the episode to this, but there are a lot of Heat fans who are frustrated with the offseason. We've tried to address some of those. The Heat's Instagram account is a cesspool. There's like 95% of the comments on there are entirely unrealistic. But again, I'm not going to downplay, because people say I do this, I'm not going to downplay frustration or anger. Fans are fans. They see other teams in the East that have gotten better. The Heat on paper, you could argue, are maybe the seventh or eighth or ninth team in the Eastern Conference at this stage. I think they're probably going to be better than that if they're healthy, but they haven't been healthy. So that's sort of the first hurdle that has to be cleared. But, I mean, obviously you've got Boston, you've got Milwaukee now with a full year of Giannis and Dame to integrate. You've got Philadelphia, which is majorly upgraded. I don't think you can argue against that. Cleveland brings back Donovan Mitchell. Orlando just went through a playoff run, or at least, you know, they got through to the playoffs, and they should be better. They added KCP also as playoff experience. Indiana just got to the conference finals, and then the Knicks. And then there's the teams at the bottom. It kind of feels like the Heat are sort of locked in, I guess, on paper to kind of that 7-9 range, which is not a place that I think Heat fans are accustomed to be. But let's try to make the most of it today, Alex. So looking at what they have on paper right now, you knew I was going to ask this question, so don't say this is a hard question. And we discussed it on the last podcast. You've had time to think about it. What would be your starting lineup?
Oh, man. So what would I do?
I knew you were going to give me an old man. You can't give me an old man for a topic we discussed.
I didn't know we were going to do starting fives. But look, I just think you could go a lot of different ways. So, like, there's not one that I'm like, oh, this has got to be the one. But, like, you know, we were talking about it on the last one. Like, you mentioned maybe throwing Hakez in there. You know, I'm not opposed to that, even though I generally think I would probably prefer Jaime off the bench to sub in for Jimmy instead of playing next to him, just so you can get more out of his game instead of having to try to play, you know, I think a role that is not where he's at his best. Not that I don't want him to play with Jimmy, but like, I'm still open to that. That would have been my preference. Like, I think I would probably try to work, you know, if you're talking about like, there's like the starting lineup I would want for them in the playoffs. So like, you know what I mean? Like when the stakes are high, I would probably want to start Haywood in there just because I don't think their offense is good enough to lean into with like what they have. And I think like the defense has got to be at a, you know, playing at a high level. And I don't think that like starting lineups, you know, are like the end all be all either of, you know, as far as like an indicator of a team success. So I don't expect Haywood to start during the season and maybe not even during the playoffs. But, you know, I think a guy like that is, I would probably try to work in there just, you know, based on the personnel that you already got.
But when you say that, when you say Haywood starting, what's your starting backcourt in that scenario?
He would be a wing and next to Jovic and Jimmy. But that's not, again, like, I'm not like, oh, they got to do this. That's just
Hold on. Okay, hold on. And obviously, Bam is starting. So who's not starting? Tyler, Duncan, or Terry?
That part, honestly, I'm open to, like, whichever one of those answers. At that point, it's basically just, like, the idea of sizing up a bit, but not in the way that, you know, some Heat fans want, where it's like, Jovic at the 3, Bam at the 4, Ware at the 5. No, I think the way that you can size up what you have now is Haywood is in there, you know, kind of like doing what Caleb would do. And, you know, I just think that backcourt in general is problematic for the playoffs. But for the regular season, I don't think that's going to happen 100%. I don't think that it's going to happen. I think it's going to be Terry and Tyler. Wouldn't be surprised if they go back to Terry and Duncan. But I think they're going to start off with Terry, Tyler, Jovic.
All right, now here's the thing about this. If the lineup that you're talking about, if they're going to do that, then Haywood needs to keep improving his shooting and his playmaking, because otherwise they're not going to have enough offense on the floor. And I did ask him about that today, you know, and he's obviously said he wants to become more of a playmaker. We'll see where the ceiling is there.
Just hit the open threes.
Well, right, but with that lineup, he may need to do more than that. Greg, I'll go to you on this, okay? I don't think Rozier and Hero is going to be the starting backcourt.
Really? I think that they may start that way, but then they may hit a skid or two and then flex from it.
I think it's a bad idea. I don't know. I mean, look, if you're going to start Haywood at the four, again, I always say this is my disclaimer, Sean, I'm sorry. But if you're going to, this is for organizational purposes, okay? If you're going to start Haywood at the four, which again, Heat fans will hate because they'll be like, you got Ware on the bench. And, you know, we just saw Ware go up 26-12 in the summer league. So he's Wilt Chamberlain now. But like, they're going to be like, you have size and Spo won't play the size. That's going to be where they go with that. But if you're going to start Haywood, then I could see them starting Duncan and Tyler.
That's an interesting part of that. If they lean defense, I don't think Haywood Highsmith is going to start. I think Nico Jovic is getting, thrown out of the conversation too quickly. I think he starts next to Bam. I think that it's Jimmy and then Terry and Tyler, and then they're gonna make that lineup not work before they go to the next lineup. That's my prediction.
Well, they're gonna make it not work because it's not gonna work.
Just to be fair, Terry and Duncan starting lineup that they used at the end of the season didn't have good lineup data
either. I know. None of them did.
Just to be fair, because I know everybody wants to blame Tyler.
I know. And the Hero Robinson one doesn't have good lineup data either. It's had moments, but it doesn't have good lineup data either. Like, honestly, none of their lineups, you know, with these backcourts have good data. I mean, it's just right. I mean, am I wrong? Like, they don't. Like, they. I mean, empirically, they don't. I understand. I understand the lean. To say, well, you got Terry to be your starting point guard and Tyler's your starting two, so you play them together. And I understand, you know, Tyler had said to me when they were starting to play together that he was still seeing the most attention, but he thought as Terry started to get his shooting going, that more attention would go to Terry and it would balance things out a little bit. I can't see them playing in the backcourt more than 15 minutes a game. I feel like it's got to be staggered. I don't know. Like, I agree that starting doesn't matter that much. But it does matter for the first – I mean, it does accumulate 12 to 15 minutes with the first and third quarters. And I you can't put the two of them out there for 25, 30 minutes. You can't. It's too small. And you need to protect them defensively. I don't see it. Like, I think they're going to bet
that they can get away with it during the regular season.
Is Jimmy playing or not? Because that'll help. I mean, right?
Yeah, this is under the assumption that Jimmy's balling and playing all out and that everyone's healthy, because otherwise, what the hell else can we predict?
What about what Alex touched on earlier, and Greg, you were on that podcast. What about the idea of just saying, you know what, Jaime and Nico, you're the future here. You're starting game one. How do you build the lineup with the two of them? You start Rozier then, right?
Yeah.
Not Tyler?
Correct.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I think so.
If Nico's going to get to show off his point guard skills, then that's different. But I don't know that they're going to impart.
You can play Jaime off the ball. You can play Jaime on the ball too. They experimented with that some also. Is there any world where they could put Tyler on the bench but start Jaime?
Duncan. I was just thinking about it as you were saying it.
Start Duncan.
I like that.
Bring Rozier and Hero off the bench. Bring Rozier and Hero off the bench.
I mean,
I don't know about that.
It's not going to happen. It's 100% not going to happen.
I will say, Alex, like, Duncan, of all of those guys, those two-man combinations, Duncan and Jaime have the best chemistry.
I mean, they play well together. And not only that, just like, I just think Duncan is somebody who can fit alongside a lot of people. And if you're putting Jaime like in a lineup also with Jimmy, Bam, and one of Tyler or Terry, like, I just don't think he's going to touch the ball much. I think he's going to be forced into a role where he's mostly just taking wide open threes. And I don't think that's how he gets in a rhythm. I don't think that's how he's going to be optimized. You know, I'm not against him starting just because, like, whatever. We just want to give, you know, this young guy who's going to be part of our core going forward a lot of minutes and reps. That's fine. And just force him to kind of adjust to this role so that he can, you know what I mean? He can only play one way, whatever. I just think in general, like, if you wanted to do that, if you wanted to start Jaime, Duncan is the easier fit than putting him alongside Terry or Tyler. And then having Terry and Tyler playing each, like, 25-plus minutes off the bench, 25 to 30 minutes off the
bench. But then you're still playing them together then.
You could still stagger them. You could
you could bring one guy in. I mean, suppose done that before and then flip
it. Not a full stagger, but it's like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not only playing together.
But his best bench rotations typically have been when he anchors with one key starter and brings in four. Like, their best, cleanest bench rotations have been that. And if you're going to bring Terry and Tyler off the bench, you really can't do that. I keep coming back to this, okay? I keep coming back to Pat's comments. He was definitive when I asked the question that Tyler is a starter. And he hedged on Rozier.
But he said it about Hero too, though. In that same comment that he made it about Terry, he said it about, like, it could be one or the other.
Do you really think he's going to put Tyler? You really think they're putting Tyler on the bench? Because I don't.
No, I'm not. I don't think that. I think Terry and Tyler are the starters. That would be my bet, along with Nico. That would be just the easy bet. And I completely agree with what Leif said. They'll probably just move on from it once they feel like it's not working anymore. But I don't think that's something that even happens early on in the season. I think they give it a shot, and they're just like you said, this is our starting guards. It's a regular season. You have Jimmy and Bam and Spo. Like, you can work around it. I would be surprised if that was still like a starting lineup in the playoffs. So,
but that's so looking too hard. So, well, there may not be playoffs with a lot of way the Heat fans are talking, right? I mean, the play in. Well, okay. So what if
last season's happen again?
Right. Well, I mean, is the roster upgraded? It's not, right? I mean,
only if 100% healthy, because that's throwing a different dynamic. Well, not 100%.
They have to be healthier, right? And you have to get jumps from Jovic and Hakez.
Yeah.
Right. That's basically
what they didn't upgrade about. The roster. No.
Right. You have to get jumps from Hakez and Jovic, essentially.
Which is reasonable.
Oh, I think they're both reasonable. But as far as the names on paper.
Yeah.
I mean, they lost Caleb, right? And they added Burks.
And they replaced essentially DeLon and Caleb with Burks and some rookies who may or may not play. Because honestly, we don't know who.
We don't know. I like both of them, but we just don't know. I mean,
all three of them.
Oh, I like
Rashad Johnson's the equivalent of a first round draft pick. Come on, y'all.
We're gonna hear that for sure. but I do like them. I also like the point guard. I like both point guards, actually.
I was gonna say they got a couple point guards in the program now. I mean, they never do. So,
well, I kind of like both better than I like the one that they've already two-wayed. But I, you know, that's just a personal preference, and I'm not Spo because I don't feel Spo feels that way. So. I'm just saying, like, you're right. They have point guards in the system. I'm still not understanding the Thomas Bryant signing. I'll say, why are people upset? And we'll get some more of this after the break. Why are people upset about the Love signing in 2 years? That's fine. It's fine. I mean, how much more money are we talking about there? And what he adds to me is kind of invaluable in that locker room at this stage.
And he's still good on the court.
Right. He was. Yeah, I know there's certain series he can't play in. I understand that. But, like, he's probably going to give you 40 to 50 pretty decent games. And I think there's value. There were games his minutes saved them. Yeah, there were games his minutes saved them, honestly. So I'll say that the Thomas Bryant one I don't really get.
I think I can explain it after the break.
All right, let's do that. All right, let's mention another spot, please. Let's mention another sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friend Nelson and his team. Maybe he can explain it. He's a big Heat fan. Check him out at 561-891-9620. That's 561-891-9620. Mobile CRM and Staffing Services. They bring the X-ray equipment and staffing to you. If you work in a medical office, a hospital, reach out to these fine people. Again, c-armandstaffing.com, 561-891-9620. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space.
And that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FiveFloor, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reason Sports Network. And by now, you know that I'm an avid proponent of Prize Picks. That's America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. I feel like half of them are in our audience. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you got to do is pick more or less on 2 to 4 player stat projections in Florida and 2 to 6 in other states and watch the winnings roll in. They've got great promotions too. For instance, in September, only one Caleb Williams passing yard got you a win. Just one. Even a Bears quarterback can do that. And one of the great things about Prize Picks is it's the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. There's a certain basketball team we know that comes in handy with, right? All right, so you got to check out Prize Picks. I've had great experiences with all along. It's fun, it's simple, and again, you can play all of the different sports. So download the Prize Picks apps today and use the code 5ONTHEFLOOR. Spell that one out this time, 5ONTHEFLOOR, and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's right, the code 5ONTHEFLOOR on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, explain it to me like I'm 4.
This is what I think happened. I think Thomas Bryant was going to opt in and they asked him to opt out so that they could save a little bit away from the apron, that it would be basically the equivalent amount of money and they would do right by him by automatically re-signing him if he opted out. That's my speculation, speculation.
Don't aggregate it.
That's good. I like that theory a lot. It just makes a lot of sense. And also because like they would need to, like we said on that pod the other day, like they would need to build out the back end of the roster and they basically just picked him over Orlando. But I do get the frustration where it's like he shouldn't really be seeing the floor. And that's not what they're signing him for. And I know that sounds a little ridiculous, but he's only supposed to see the floor like when others don't. It's just how often is that going to happen now if you expect Love and Ware to be like, you know, both a part of what you're doing. So how often is he going to get those chances? Whereas before it was just Love, right? You know, if you wanted to go with like a different veteran minimum, like wing or guard or whatever, I think that's a reasonable take too. And now it's just like, they can't even use that last roster spot because they're so close to the second apron. They'll probably have to wait till like the second half or like close to the second half of the season, you know, when they could just give out like a prorated contract to a minimum guy, or maybe, you know, promote like a Keshawn Johnson to a standard and then another guy in the two-way system. Like they just can't do anything with that roster spot for months, basically.
I mean, I'm curious to see what Tyus Jones and Markelle Fultz end up getting. That'll dictate a little, and Gary Trent, although it does feel like the Gary Trent thing kind of went off the board for them when they signed Burks and didn't trade Hero Robinson. So, I mean, there's only so many, you know, shooters who Gary Trent has other holes in his game. I know that he's a very, very good shooter, but and he's a better shooter than Burks. But I'm okay with the Burks signing. I get that you add a shooter to your roster for the minimum who has some playoff experience. I understand that one. I'm just not big on Thomas Bryant as a player, I guess. He seems like a good locker room guy, but you're right. It's like a break glass in case of emergency type thing. in the big rotation. And it felt like the Orlando Robinson, as much as a really good guy and bright guy and all the rest of it, but it just felt like he bumped against his ceiling. That's it. Like what we saw in Summer League last year when he got the opportunities, he was functional. Like they didn't lose ground with him, but there wasn't the upside to it. I guess they just decided with Thomas Bryant, okay, there's like a 12-point game in there for him somewhere when other guys are hurt. But let's before we close here, though, rotationally, okay.
Oh, man.
Some of this is dictated by the starting lineup. But rotationally, there is an opportunity for Ware and Larson in particular now. Like, right? I mean, I wouldn't count them into the rotation to start camp. But if you look at it, you say, okay, you bring it off the bench. Let's say they go the conventional lineup. All right. Let's say they go with Rozier, Hero, Butler, Jovic, and Bam. You're bringing Highsmith, Jaquez, Duncan, and Josh, right? Your four. And Love is your five. I mean, the team is not like this is the whole thing. Like, if they're healthy, there is some depth to it. I'm not going to talk myself into it that much because I did last year, but we know how it worked out. But like, if they're healthy, like, okay, that's a functional core bench, right? You got a little bit of everything. But it feels to me like we're going to be sitting there saying, well, can Larson play again ahead of Josh if they have other playmaking, right?
And can Ware play ahead?
And why didn't you mention Burks, right? And then can Ware play ahead of Love?
Can he play next to Love? That's one of the questions I'm going to be monitoring, just see what they do in the preseason, because I'm very, very skeptical we see him next to Bam at all, but yeah, at least early on. But can they play him next to Love? Maybe that's how he sneaks into the rotation. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Greg?
I think that Alex is onto something there, that I don't think you're going to see a ton of Khalil Ware and Bam initially. I think it's about the fans are going to call for it. And I think that Ware has an opportunity to gain himself a lion's share of the bench minutes, because one, you probably want to preserve K-Love in certain scenarios. Mm. Another thing, he's kind of matchup dependent to some degree, and he probably won't be available all year. So I think that this is a prime opportunity for Khalil Ware to find himself into the rotation. Pelle Larson also, I mean, like these wings we're talking about, they're coming off the bench for Miami. I mean, the depth chart is shallow. I'll just say that. And so I think that there is opportunity for Keshawn Johnson to find his way onto the court as well. And this is a lot of different guys. I just think that the upside of some of these vets is not going to get in the way of some of these younger players getting an opportunity, because it's a long ass season.
I really hope you're right, man.
Well, I hope you're right, but I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of frustration with Spo when guys like Josh and Burks are getting minutes ahead of Larson, or Love's getting minutes ahead of Ware.
And you know what? The other thing, too, that we got to factor in.
Or, God forbid, Bryant's getting minutes ahead of Ware. Oh,
stop. Don't even do that.
I've been at this a long time.
It's July 8th. Don't start that.
I'm just saying, like it's trust Spo, but it takes Spo a little bit of time sometimes to do what the fans have been calling for months, right? Like,
the other thing that we got to
design.
The other thing that we got to factor in here is the fact that they owe, they owe their first round pick to the Thunder next season, and it's lottery protected, so they're going to be trying to compete. Because if not. If let's say their pick was in the lottery and the pick doesn't convey this next year, it would convey the year after completely unprotected, which is just I don't like the sound of that, especially when they might not have Jimmy Butler that season, right? Like it doesn't look great right now. Like, they're already a play-in team as it stands, so imagine without Jimmy as well. Like, I just think they're probably, and everything we know about them, like all of this comes together I think the veteran minutes, like, they're going to be there in the beginning. And like Leif says, there's going to be plenty nights when Love doesn't play. I have a feeling that's going to be the case. I don't want it to be the case. Like, I want to see Larson. I want to see Keshawn. I want to see Ware. But I think he's going to start the vets over them if they're available. I think, like, we're going to see Jay Rich and Burks before we see Pell, and maybe Ware only when Love doesn't play. Mm-hmm. Not what I want, but if I had to bet on that, like that scenario, yeah. I think that's who Spo starts. It's just like he gives the spots to whoever he thinks is like the best player in that. You know what I mean? Like, for like.
Well, sometimes it's also for the development of the young player that they wait a little bit, and that's kind of what happened with Jovic last year. So it's kind of both ways. It's kind of be more competitive now, and that it's also okay. We're gonna make this guy earn it. There's certain things we want him to work on. And sometimes they feel that it's done best on the practice court than in the games. Again, what they did with Jovic last year worked. So my guess is they'll probably some of that will be done with Ware. But I know, particularly if the team gets off to a slow start and these other teams in the East start off hot, I know what's coming here. And it's going to be this fan base that like gives Spo a 99% approval rating at the same time is going to be criticizing every single one of these rotation moves, like in a Tuesday night game against Detroit. Like that, this is where
begging us to ask Paul about this.
I hold him accountable. All right.
I have to host that show.
You're hosting all 82. I'm hopping on right now to playback. So, well, you're not going to hear this until after that. Playback.tv/5RSN. All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.